you know. My lip gloss is cool, my lip gloss be popping. I'm sitting at my locker and all the boys keep stopping. What you know about me?
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Get in the middle here. There is so much more to consider when you're doing Facebook Live. Like, you have to be in the middle. You notice I got rid of the picture behind me because it was causing too much of a shine as a result of the lighting. And hopefully I'll have a new studio to do this from in the next few months. Today is Tuesday. We have Coach Rob Regis joining me in just a moment for the Blueprint Power Hour. Just want to let everybody know who's listening live to the live stream, which ends up becoming the podcast, that if you go to Facebook, facebook.com/ Superhuman Radio Network, you can actually watch this live stream and ask questions, and we will answer your questions. Check that out. And without further delay, I don't want to hold this up. Which button am I pressing here? Let's see.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regis on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hold on, I'll bring Rob in here. This is a lot of work. I got to get this thing done here. Okay, so we should have both of us. There we go. Okay, hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, it's I'm still experiencing a learning curve here with doing all the different things that I have to do to keep the podcast and the video cast going, but it's coming along. How's your training going?
My training's going fantastic. I'm going to speak to that a little bit more today on air, but, you know, even a bad workout is a good thing in my book.
You know what? I learned that from Coach Wade Johnson, and he told me a long time ago, the only bad workout is a missed workout. And I have really lived by that. If I don't, like today, I didn't sleep good last night, so I decided to do a low central nervous system drain type workout. Kept everything in the higher reps. I went with only 50 to 60% of max weights. And I walked out of the gym feeling good. But I also walked out of the gym completely pumped. And I made some progress. It may not be the progress I would have made had I been able to crush the weight. But it definitely was progress.
Yeah, you know, if nothing else, look at it this way. It's another workout under your belt on the way to more muscle maturity.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way I...
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, so real quick before we get started, is there anything we need to plug for FastMuscleBook.com or CoachRobRegish.com or any of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, FastMuscleBook.com, the paperback, hard copy as I call it, is now in stock. And I have forgotten how many great tips I packed into this baby. It is just a fantastic book to curl up with, give you new training ideas, or otherwise troubleshoot your own training. The other thing that I wanted to mention was the Tranquilogen Super Stack that is being sold through Mass right now, Muscle and Sports Science. It's really the perfect before-bed combo, two caps of each, two of Tranquilogen, two of Adaptogen N, and best of all, you're going to find special pricing on both right now at bodybuildingsupplements.com. You can get, what is it, an $11, I think, instant cash back on the new Tranquilogen in a twin pack, or a full $30 off a four-pack case. Plus, as you've been hearing here on SHR, on the commercials, you can get an extra 15% off Adaptogen N just by using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN. Two fantastic products, rather. Even better when they're stacked.
You know, for those of you watching Facebook Live, I'm having a little problem with the commenting, but we will get all your questions in. If you ask questions on our Facebook Live page, you will be answered, I promise you. And on that note, I guess we have to start with the first question, which let me see where it is. This is from Tom Stinson. He says, hey, Rob, I'm hoping you and Carl can discuss this and give me some advice. I've been on TRT for over 8 years and have been very pleased with the treatment up until the last 18 months. I feel like the test cypionate injections at 150 milligrams a week are no longer working. I feel all the symptoms of low T, and I also am having heart issues like PVCs, which is common when my test levels get high. I would have thought low. Here is my blood work result. Testosterone total, 1,022 nanograms. Free test, 50 nanograms deciliter. And estradiol, 25 picograms a deciliter. Let's see what else he's got here. SHBG is 47. Labs look good. Why do I feel like I'm having low T? What should I do? Thanks, guys. I have some opinions, too, so this is good. Good question. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, you know, Tom's a great guy. I think I met him on the Predator message boards, probably something to do with Progenadrex or Synthogen. But nonetheless, the conversation quickly turned to training. And he has used just about everything of mine up to and including 4.0, which is nothing to sneeze at. You really need a solid base before you start. But be that as it may, he has made incredible progress over that time. His before and after pics would astound you. And I've got some of them, so I might share them. But anyway, we have a situation here where he's been on TRT for 8 years. All has been well until the last 18 months or so. And at 150 milligrams a week, that should more than replace a male's natural output over the course of a week, which I believe tests, it's, somewhere between 6 and 8 milligrams a day, if memory serves.
Actually, it's more like 11 to 15 for a healthy man. It's 6 to 8 for the population.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
If you go back before they started adjusting the assays down to follow the people, the lowering testosterone levels in our population, it was 11 to 15 a day.
That's right. I do recall that they've lowered the norm.
Because women supposedly produce between 4 and 6 milligrams a day.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it's likely more. But in any case, he has stated here that he's got all the symptoms of low T along with some heart issues. Now, I have no insight into the heart stuff. But, you know, he requesting more info here on the symptoms of low T. Here's how he responded. He said, I almost stopped going to the gym, stopped playing hockey. Recovery sucks. Joints hurt. Getting tennis elbow in both arms. Don't want to train. Sex drive is gone and I'm grumpy and tired. I'm open to suggestions. It looks like his doctor suggested stopping tests for 1 month.
What a mistake, but go ahead.
And let his quote unquote receptors clear out and become receptive again. Oh boy, where to start? First thing I do is get the heart issue squared away. You know, premature ventricular contractions, PVCs, in those with underlying heart disease is a big deal. May or may not be in the event there's no heart disease. But given you've been taking tests for 8 years though, and they're only recently an issue, I would guess there's not a connection. The only issue I've seen getting worse over time on TRT is building up too many red blood cells, you know. Now that has the practical effect of thickening the blood, which ups your risk of heart attack, stroke, etc. So, blood work should spot that though. And it's an easy enough fix. You give blood every other month. If your iron levels are too high or they won't accept your donation, you can get a therapeutic phlebotomy, you know. I've been on for a couple of years and
or you can just go to a bar and get into a fight once a month.
A good fight.
A good fight, yeah, where you get with his broken glass and you'll bleed a little bit, you know?
make sure you spill at least,
you know,
a pint.
Rob and I are from the East Coast. That's actually plausible.
Very true. Honestly, though, I think many, if not all of these symptoms probably go back to one thing, overtraining. You know, in fact, a lot of what you're describing here screams overtraining to me. Yes, you can recover faster using high doses of test. You know, you can add synthogen to that and you recover even faster. But even that has its limits, and it's an easy trap for an athlete to fall into. What I would suggest is rather than taking a month off TRT, you instead take a month, let's say, off all heavy pushing and pulling movements. Now, note what I didn't say there. I didn't say stop working out. Instead, here's exactly what I would do. Day one, I'd work hanging leg raises for the abs and calf movements. Day two, some form of HIIT cardio. Day three, I'd work bridging, some form of bridging. Wall walks are my favorite, but, you know, pick your favorite. And I would work the neck. Day four, I would push or pull a weighted sled. And in day five, I'd be back to hanging leg raises and maybe dumbbell side laterals for your shoulders. Day six and seven, I'd take both those days off, Saturday and Sunday, just to give your system time to recoup and recharge. I do not subscribe to the letting your receptors clear out. It's nonsense.
Well, no, wait. It's not complete nonsense, but you have to be on supra physiological doses. I mean, if you're taking a gram or more a week of testosterone, yes, there is desensitization and actually a downregulation of biosynthesis of new receptors. And taking some time off, which you can do once a month, you can drop your test levels down and then come back up again. I've had this exact conversation with Dr. Denmead, who did the study that shows that you can use testosterone to cure prostate cancer if you oscillate the dose up and down. Receptors clear out and become normalized very quickly in tissue. But that's not what his problem is. I experienced the same exact problem. I'm going to inject what I think happens too after you're finished. Go ahead.
Okay. So in addition to this, every other weekend, I would just devote one day to top range rack pulls, you know, working up to a maximum, absolutely, you know, huge weight you can hold for about 5 seconds. Now, if you study this, you will see that there are no movements that make much, if any, inroads into your recovery ability. The closest I come are top range rack pulls, and you know, they simply don't take out of you what deadlifts do due to the range of motion. But again, you know, if you follow these prescriptions, you should wind up with a bigger neck, calves, and traps. You'll also have much wider shoulders and a razor sharp central nervous system from those top range rack pulls. And here's the key. Your adrenals, your tendons, and your ligaments won't be fried from all the big push and pull movements that you're accustomed to performing with a heavy eccentric component. In short, you will be pretty damn polished after a month. And this is perhaps the most important part as to how do you know when to go back into the gym? You'll know when you're just itching to get to, you know, to your next real workout. So I would try that on for size, Tom. It sounds like overtraining to me. I know more than anyone what it takes to make it through a 4.0 workout. It can be quite demanding.
Okay, so I had this same exact phenomenon when I was on HRT after about a year and a half, which I think he said 18 months. It's around the same time. And I know a lot of guys who have this same phenomenon as well. So here's the problem. First of all, because testosterone cypionate, it doesn't pulse. In other words, you don't have a rise and fall daily like normal testosterone, but you have this rise and slow fall throughout the week. It changes production of other hormones that are made in your testicles, most notably progesterone. A lot of guys start to experience some problems when they're on HRT over a year because progesterone starts to drop. Doctors don't look at this. And here's the evidence that it's progesterone related. If you start developing some DHT-like or a DHT-like symptoms, like male pattern baldness or oily skin, you know, your skin on your face is getting real. You got all those little white microscopic little dots. If you scrape your nail over it, it almost looks like wax comes off of your skin. If you're starting to experience that, it's because progesterone levels are dropping. A lot of progesterone is made in the testicles. And when the testicles shut down from making testosterone, they start shutting down from a lot of things. Here's the answer. HCG. Get your doctor to prescribe HCG. Take 125 units a day. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. The guys start feeling lethargic. They go, gee, I don't understand what's going on. I felt like King Kong when I first got on this. A year and a half later, you think, what's changed? Because when you send a signal to the testicles to stop producing testosterone, they also downregulate the production of other hormones. And if you're on long enough, the testicles start to shrink, which means their capacity to produce these other hormones drops. Look
now,
at HCG.
That's very interesting. One point of clarification. Are you asking that they stop HRT? Well,
No. If you're on any good HRT doctor who's prescribing testosterone, a long-acting ester like cypionate or enthonate to a patient, should also have them on HCG at the same time, 100 to 125 units a day, IUs a day. And that acts like, not follicle stimulating, luteinizing hormone. It looks like luteinizing hormone to the testicles. So they're still getting the signal to produce all the other hormones. They just back down on the testosterone production. So
right.
You keep your testicles working in light of the fact that they're being told by the rest of the body not to work.
Yep.
So if you get on HCG, try it for a month, 125 units a day, and tell me at the end of the month that you don't feel better, you don't feel different, you don't feel like you did when you first got on HRT. That's the answer. It's not coming off of the test or anything else. It really is. It's the increase in other testicular hormones that also get downregulated with testosterone.
Yeah, I had always heard that waking the boys up, so to speak.
Yes.
periodically on HRT was very helpful.
But you don't have to get off. You can actually stay on and just use the HCG to keep other things functioning properly. And that's really the answer. And and I'll tell you, anybody who's getting on HRT needs to be on HCG at the same time. They rhyme. HRT, HCG. There you go. All right, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to try to do this fluidly, and we'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Ask your questions on Facebook Live. We're having some trouble with the commenting in our interface, but I'm going to Facebook, and I'm copying the comments, and I'm putting them over here anyway, and we'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops, go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish at CoachRobRegish.com. We have a question from Wade Johnson. We're going to get to it, I promise you, Wade, and it's a good question. It's on the level of the HRT discussion we've just been having. Okay, so the next question comes from, where is it? This one comes from Jeremy. Is anyone allowed to submit questions for Coach Rob? Yes, here it is. Or is it only for people who are part of the Blueprint Army? I do have something I'd like him to address if possible. I'll go ahead and ask my question just in case. I've heard Coach Rob recommend Crealkaline several times because there's less bloat and you can use smaller doses. Is there even any evidence for this? Or is this just based on personal experience? Everything I've read has shown creatine monohydrate to be superior in every way. You're absolutely right, Jeremy, because that's what Crealkaline is. It's creatine monohydrate.
Yeah. You know, this sounds like a classic case of what I said versus maybe what people heard.
Yeah.
So allow me once again to make a few things clear. To your point, Crealkaline is creatine monohydrate. It's a buffered form of mono, which allows for a much smaller dose to be used. That is, on a milligram for milligram basis, it's much more efficient. Okay. Anecdotal feedback from many users, not just me, over decades now, indicates that most get all of the benefits of creatine mono without the bloat or water weight that can accompany it. Now, note, I said can accompany mono. Some users seem more sensitive to that effect than others. I have no dog in this race and only desire to steer you toward the product that works best for you. Now, let's look at my experience because I think it'll illustrate why there's a place for both. Around 1995, Mass was carrying pure power creatine, right? 500 grams of creatine mono. Nothing further, no sugars, no bells and whistles, right? Just creatine mono. Being 25 years old, I wanted to be the biggest, strongest guy on the planet. So when I heard Mass would soon be carrying something new in creatine, something called Crealkaline, I was all in. It was supposed to be better than straight creatine mono, so of course, I was excited about it. After using it for the first time, I was disappointed. Why? Because I noticed that with straight creatine mono, I usually put on 3 to 5 pounds, and the scale moved up a bit. On Crealkaline, I got all the strength increases of creatine mono, but only a pound or two on the scale. Being young, I equated more weight on the scale with more muscle, and sadly, that scale was a pretty good barometer of my mood. So I went back to straight creatine mono. For what it's worth, MASS was the very first company in the country to carry Crealkaline, along with a lot of other firsts, like DHEA. Anyway, you get my point. I wanted MASS, and straight creatine mono gave me more on the scale. So fast forward 20 years, and I'm now 45 years old. My goals have changed, and I've since learned the scale is a poor indicator of progress. In fact, real poor. I now measure my progress with the tape measure, pictures, and strength levels, most importantly, strength levels. I also began gravitating to the art of bodyweight training, where, you know, every extra pound of weight works against you, especially in something like the chin-up. Now, that includes additional water weight in the muscles, by the way. You know, given Crealkaline minimally affected my weight, but did give me all the gains in strength, that now had become my preferred option. You know, today I can get 10 pounds at a straight mono if I want to. The Turbo 20 seminar will clue you in on that. But again, it works against you, at least early on, if you're doing body weight stuff, for the same reason that steroids do. You know, the latter do it on just a grander scale. You know, a lot more body weight on you. In fact, any agent that rapidly adds weight to you, it'll kill you on the body weight stuff. Salt, probably, you know, biggest offender, number one right there. So, you know, go ahead and salt every meal this weekend. Now walk into the gym and do your best set of pull-ups. You're going to find out what I'm talking about here real quick. Here's the bottom line. Both forms of creatine have their place and have certain advantages and disadvantages. I have no vested interest in either. Just use the one that you feel most advantageous to your goals. And, you know, I'll leave it at that. Crealkaline is more efficient. It is a more efficient form of creatine mono. Once you start getting into the creatine wars about, no, it's not. Yes, it is. It's not as good as mono. It's better than mono.
It is mono. It's a buffered monohydrate. That's all it is. And if you subscribe to the idea that the acidity in the stomach can actually destroy amino acids, which, you know, creatine technically is an amino acid. It's actually more like a protein, a peptide. But if you subscribe to the idea that the caustic environment of the stomach is harsh and harmful, and a large amount of what you take ends up getting destroyed, then it makes sense to take something that reduces the effects of stomach acid on that peptide or that amino acid. That's all they did. They didn't invent a new type of creatine. They just made the delivery of monohydrate a little bit better. That's all it is.
Yeah, there are less metabolic waste, if you want to think about it that way. That's another selling point.
And Dr. Jeff, his whole thing is that the research that they have published shows that there's less of a conversion to creatinine in the gut, so you get more of the creatine. That's the bottom line. So that's it. All right, here's the next question. I'm actually able to do this at the same time. So this question comes from, hold on, I'm sorry, John Gray, longtime listener. He says, I've heard you talk about the Big Beyond Belief program. And in fact, Leo was just on the show recently. He's coming back. He has an app, by the way. Care to comment further? Something someone starting out could use. Is it something someone starting out can use? What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, you know, it was 1988 or 89, I forget. I was around 18, 19 years old when Leo Costa burst on the scene with his program. Although at first it was entitled the Bulgarian Burst System. And now, you know, obviously at the time there was no internet, so it was where most things lifting related were advertised, the magazines. Even then there was a heavy slant towards supplements. But Costa's system and ad were novel, at least in my opinion. The ads were black and white and spoke to training. So I was in, right? I mean, that's what I like to talk about the most. I set my money away and anxiously awaited the manual to arrive. I was not disappointed, as it spoke to many things that were unorthodox, to at least my eyes and ears, and I loved the unorthodox. Most prominent, though, were its recommendations to train as the Bulgarians did, multiple times a day. Now, I'm going to be very honest. My roommate thrived on that system. It buried me. However, I never gave up. You know, that experience just made me more determined to understand why, and more importantly, pull things out of it that did work for me. So some years later, Big Beyond Belief came out. This time, it was sold in conjunction with Dr. DePasquale's Anabolic Diet. I ordered both of those and will never forget the sight of them on my doorstep as I arrived home from work one day. I tore into both of those books and couldn't wait to get started. Big Beyond Belief spoke to moderating frequency a bit as compared to the Bulgarian one. They gave options, actually, for training anywhere from 4 to 6 or more days a week. More importantly, it taught me about something called NMA, or neuromuscular activation, and the amount of it that each movement conveyed. Basically, there are 7 levels to any movement. The 7th level was moving the weight and your torso through the space simultaneously. And that taught me why pull-ups beat pull-downs every time. You know, your mind and musculature are at a much higher activation level in the pull-up. Same applies to squats versus leg presses, push-ups versus bench presses, etc. There were other important things, though, that I learned in that book, not all of which I want to give away, obviously, because the book is certainly worth your time and money. You know, some are just that good. I save them for some of my subscribers. But suffice it to say, it was more than worth the money, and you'd be wise to buy it. One of the areas the book went into, a very small but nonetheless interesting section, had to do with supplementation. Remember now, it was 1995. Costa maintained that if you're going to look into any one area of supplementation, it had to be intra-workout. And he was absolutely right and way ahead of his time on this one by saying so. Over 15 years later, I had that in mind when formulating my first product, Synthogen. And it's no accident that it too is an intra-workout. His premise was that flooding the body with amino acids during that time was supremely helpful, but that most products formulated for such wouldn't be commercially viable due to the very bitter taste. And he was right yet again, and would go to work with Dr. DePasquale on tying his diet, the anabolic diet, into getting the best results from Big Beyond Belief. So in short, Big Beyond Belief provided me a rock solid backdrop for my later work on everything from the blueprint training system itself to my work on various supplement formulas. After listening to him on SHR recently discussing, it was the 3 strokes in 3 weeks or 3 months show.
I think it was 3 strokes in 3 days, wasn't it? Or maybe it was 3 weeks. No, it was 3 weeks. You're right. It was 3 weeks.
You know, after listening to that and some of his other interviews, it just solidified for me how ahead of the curve he was on just about everything. So in closing, I would tell you this. When Leo talks, I listen, and I would encourage you to do the same.
So Leo has an app, and it's an app that you work directly with him through, and it costs $60 a month to work directly with Leo Costa. We're going to be doing an interview about the app very shortly, and 2 lucky Superhuman Radio listeners are going to win 1 year app use, which is what, like $800 or something like that. 2 people are going to win it. You will work directly with the guy who created Big Beyond Belief, and that's Leo Costa. And if you know anything about Leo and look at what he looked like back in the day when he trained, he was a freaking mass monster. In fact, he had a physique that looked very similar, and you tell me if I'm off base on here, like Mike Mentzer's physique. Just very, very thick, dense, long muscle bellies.
Yeah, no, absolutely. His physique back then was probably 10 years ahead of its time.
Yes, yes. So working with Leo Costa would be a godsend for anybody who's serious about changing the way their body looks. And you'll have an opportunity to do that through this new app that he's putting forth. And you'll hear about it here. I'll announce it, and everybody can join in. And two lucky people will win it. They'll win an opportunity to work directly with Leo Costa. I want you to know something. I'm going to enter.
So I was going to ask if I could enter.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
All right. It'll look rigged, though, if I win.
Yeah. All right, look, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Mike Hayes. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to questketo.com to order your meals today. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose liposphere vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To
distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay, so the next question comes from Mike Hayes. And Mike says, let's see here. I've learned a lot just listening to what you do during your workouts. Things like more rest days and slowing down the negative, which I did today, by the way, on my low drain day. Are there any other things you're doing right now in your training that you could share with us?
Yeah, you know, I'm getting more and more questions like this, and it's humbling. It's a humbling thing. People can relate, I think, because looking at my genetics, there were no signs of greatness when I started. You know, I was 15 years old, 6 feet tall, and a buck 43. And that body weight number is seared in my memory. You know, the day of the week was a Friday. The scale I used was in the fitness center of my local parish, and I made sure nobody else was around, right? It was embarrassing enough. I was horrified because all my heroes of the day were like 300 pounds of muscle, and I'm less than half of that. So I stepped off, and a deep depression set in. And please note, I don't use the word depression lightly. In retrospect, it was real depression. But also, manifesting soon after that was a manic determination. And if you can note those two words, depression and manic determination, they really do mean something. And because although I wasn't aware, you know, of the disease that was simmering under this calm exterior, it described the cycle of events that would result in some of my greatest accomplishments in life, but also some of the most damaging. A few things were clear to me. This was going to be a long road. It was not going to be easy, and I had little knowledge insofar as how to get where I wanted to be. So still, it was everything that I wanted in life. I thought about it every free moment I had. I went to bed and dreamed about it, and I woke up thinking about it. The thought of having big muscles just consumed me. So I began researching ways to get bigger and stronger, and it mattered little in those early days who was speaking. I would listen to anyone claiming to have the answer. And my sources were the magazines of the day and people. You know, since the mags consisted of nothing but the champs routines, I set off on the wrong foot, you know, gross overtraining because the mags conveniently forgot to print which drugs these guys were on, you know, to recover from all this work. But still, I pulled out a tip or two from some parts of those magazines. Vince Gironda's Wild Physique, I don't know if you remember it, in Muscle Mag International. Vince abhorred drugs, and he spoke to consuming dozens of raw, fertile eggs, raw milk, heavy cream, and liver tabs. But that still wasn't enough. I was still missing parts of the picture. Eventually, someone took me under their wing and showed me how to eat, powerlift, and frankly, live clean enough to make gains. And that someone was Eddie Azzaro, who in my college years smartened me up as to how to really make progress. You know, step one in that was eating. No less than 4,100 calories a day. I remember that exact figure. And take note, that was my body weight times 26. You know, I had bulked up to a whopping 158 entering college, which means I gained 15 pounds in my first 3 years screwing around on Universal machines.
But Eddie, how much of that was fat?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do know this. I didn't have much, if any, fat on me.
Okay.
I was just a rake.
That's impressive, then. That's impressive.
Thank you. Eddie started me at body weight times 20. But as an ectomorph hard gainer, it took body weight times 26 to get my weight moving up. And that's lesson number one for all that are willing to learn. You need to find the caloric level that's necessary to start gaining. And while this was going on, Eddie switched my bodybuilding routine to a powerlifting one. You know, gone were 1 minute rest intervals, and small movements. We rested a minimum of 3 and sometimes 5 or more minutes between sets. Gone too were the isolation movements replaced by squats, deadlifts, bench presses, and a lot of big compound push and pull exercises. And that's lesson number 2. Use only big basic exercises and rest long enough between sets and workouts to get stronger. So understand and appreciate the point I just made about getting stronger. My workouts and every part of my life revolved around getting stronger. And because of that and the eating, I started getting bigger. Now, instead of using routines, Eddie hated that word, from Muscle and Fiction, we use loading patterns from Powerlifting USA, which is now defunct, by the way.
Is that what he called it, or did you call it Muscle and Fiction? That's really pretty clever.
I think that came from Eddie, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Eddie was a sharp guy. He had a great sense of humor. And good God, did it work. You know, I went from entering college at 158 to 220 in 2 years. And after leaving school, I would read voraciously. I tracked down the biggest and strongest people in the world. I tracked down Ken Patera at a wrestling convention once. And I tried everything I could get my hands on. Along the way, I recorded all of it. I kept what worked, and I threw out what didn't. You know, that took the better part of 20 years, you know, but you can find it in fastmusclebook.com, either free as a PDF or just a $15 in paperback. It is without question the best money you'll ever spend in this game, you know, and the physical book you can bring with you to the gym. It's helpful in visualizing some of the unorthodox movements and techniques that I recommend. But in closing, I don't think you need a disease to succeed in this game. You do need to want it, to sacrifice, and the most importantly, you need knowledge. You know, and that knowledge is readily available to you today, right now, for a pittance, you know, versus most things that you spend money on. You know, resolve now to acquire it, because for those of us who had to do things the hard way, this is decision time. Make sure you make a smart one.
I want to go ahead and take a break, believe it or not, because this next question from Jimmy Garvin it requires a longer answer. So
yeah.
I'm trying to get back on track here with our clock. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull the trigger on a commercial real quick. We'll be right back. We've got another fantastic question coming from a longtime listener, Jimmy Garvin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
This sounds like the kind of music you'd hear at a powerlifting event, right?
You're right.
All of a sudden, the commenting is starting to work. We have a question from Peter Panorgis, and we have Coach Wade Johnson's question also. I sent it to you in the chat, by the way, the question from Wade, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, we have a question here from Jimmy Garvin. He says, I love the show, but I hate Carl. No, I love the show, never miss an episode. Here's my question. What's the most comprehensive and effective approach to training, diet, and supplementation you've ever used? It's the one I'm using right now, by the way, but go ahead.
Well, you know, quite honestly, and I'm biased, it's the blueprint. But I would also tell you the blueprint, other than its shell, is not an entirely novel concept. It takes, for example, many different training strategies, which I found to have a high success rate in the general population, and it congeals them together into even more effective system. But, you know, the blueprint succeeds where others fail due to the following. You know, we use training methods with a very high percentage of success. They're arranged in a very clever, almost fail-safe fashion. They're part of a broader system, and it's a system that's repeatable. it changes before your body can adapt to just one training method. And the indisputable fact that your body will eventually adapt to anything you throw at it. Because of that, your first blueprint run, you will use no less than at least five different training strategies. Everything from high intensity training to Charles Staley's EDT to loading patterns and Bill Starr's 5x5. So if you can imagine all of those coexisting in one system, it's really something to experience. The problem is this. It's exceedingly difficult, I found, to get male trainees to drop whatever they've been doing and replace it wholesale with something like the blueprint. And for that reason, one of the reasons I wrote my new book, right, which gives you 15 different training tips to cherry pick from. But still, you know, the blueprint's famine, feast, and cruise phases, that phase shifting is infinitely more powerful because it takes into account the adaptive nature of your physiology, right?
Plus, I want to inject something here. Hold this.
Yeah.
That strategy that you promote in the blueprint is why I'm 232 pounds today. The wow. Famine and feast, and I haven't lost any muscle. I was trying to get the picture to come up, and I'm still working on it. Right. I haven't lost any muscle. So I have done that instinctively. And I do a lot of the other things that you promote in the blueprint instinctively because you've shared these with me and I just introduced them into my own training. So the blueprint, yeah. The blueprint is hands down. Because remember, Rob Regish didn't come up with some unique off the wall training style so he could say it's his own. He cherry picked what worked for everybody out there who came up with a training style and put it together. What Rob did is like what Google does, right? When you want an answer to something, you go to Google, it gives you all the information on that. Rob went out and did all the heavy lifting, tried these different programs, had other people try them, and he said, these are the 18 or 30 things that work, and he made the blueprint out of that. So when you use the blueprint, you may be using Charles Staley's program for one thing. Or yeah. Someone else's program. But Rob puts it all together in one book, so you don't have to go out and read 30 different books and figure out how to assemble them.
Right. And plus, you know, you may not respond to one particular training method that you try, but it's a pretty sure bet that you respond to at least one of those five and quite likely, four of the five. So in short, it's the blueprint. But there's another answer to your question. This is going to take some listeners for a trip down memory lane, two in fact. So buckle up as we go back in the time machine. The year is 1988, and a young Rob walks into his local health food store, and the big box of Cybergenics is calling his name. And somehow, despite not holding a full-time job, or maybe even any job at the time, I plunked down $100 for it. Now, you can pan Cybergenics for its horribly overpriced supplements, but you can't pan it for this. It spoke to a highly innovative training and diet protocol, at least for the time. In fact, Cybergenics was the very first system of its kind, that I knew of anyway, to advocate cycling carbs at certain points, training fasted, and at others, using large doses of arginine and other aminos to create an NO2 effect. Compare that to the alternatives of the day. Wheat or cement buckets of crash whey cane number 7 or whatever number it was, and Russian Bear 5000, which is a weight gainer that you can still find separating newbies from their hard-earned cash.
Dude, I remember the Russian Bear commercials on the back of magazines. It was a highly muscular Russian guy with fatigue, with green army pants on, holding like an AR-15.
Right.
Remember that? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So those were a couple of the things that should bring back memories. Here's the big one though. It was IcoPro. That's, I would give the award to the most comprehensive approach to training, diet, and supplementation that I'd ever seen. Now, it doesn't mean it was the most effective, but it was the most comprehensive. Now, before you laugh that one off, understand that Dr. Squat, Fred Hatfield, Dr. Mauro DiPasquale and other just brilliant authorities had a hand in it. And it was on the market right before creatine hit. And for what it was cutting edge. You know, there were a minimum of three different types of workouts, microcycles A, B, and C, mesocycles on top of that, along with very specific diet and, of course, the supplements. Everything from OKG, you remember that one?
Yeah.
To intra-workout aminos, to a small burlap bag of sorts you were supposed to sniff prior to lifting. And if memory serves, that contained, among other things, peppermint. Now, you might expect a boost, but the extent to which peppermint has been shown to improve exercise performance is actually considerable.
Dude, I have peppermint oil capsules at home.
Yeah.
And I actually bite one and put a little bit on my tongue. It opens up my sinuses before, and it literally, I mean, it energizes you before a workout. You can't go too heavy with it because peppermint can actually burn mucosal tissue. So you got to be careful with that.
Yeah. Well, in at least one study, peppermint oil improved exercise performance, respiratory function, blood pressure, heart rate, respiratory gas exchange, all these different variables. The amount of total work performed by the test subjects, if I remember correctly, it was increased by a whopping 51%, including an increase in the time to exhaustion of about 25%. So not only did the subjects go for a quarter longer than they did without the peppermint, their work rate per unit of time was higher too. So in other words, they went faster for longer. And after learning that, I decided to research essential oil products, aromatherapy, whatever you want to call it. And it seems the prices, you know, are pretty reasonable. So for fun, I picked a fairly expensive organic essential peppermint oil to see what the cost might be. The oil I was looking at cost about $15. Now, unfortunately, there was no discussion about potency or the research article, but I picked an oil that claimed high potency anyway. At the amount that they used in the study, that one little bottle would last for, ready, 600 days, costing about 2.5 cents a day. You know, you heard right. One bottle lasts a year and a half, almost 2 years. I have to say, for the performance enhancer, you know, boasting a 50% boost to workload, less than 3 cents a day, that sounds downright cheap and a pretty good cost to benefit ratio to experiment with. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. It's a great example of just one of the things that I've cherry picked over the years that will help you get better results. There were other programs, certainly Power Building I've spoken to. They all have their place, and I hope you found at least some of that interesting because I got a real kick out of going way back like
back
that.
Back in time. Do you keep old magazines around the house, old bodybuilding magazines?
Oh, God, I've got boxes and boxes.
Of old muscular development supplements. Sometimes I look through those because I remember an article that I want to read again. And
right.
I look at the vast number of supplements from just 8-9 years ago are completely gone today.
Exactly. And more than that, you know, I have talked before about Mass having a 21-year history in this business. Just pick up any magazine from just a couple of years ago and see how many companies have gone out of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the next question now because we'll come back and do the blueprint tip of the day. And then we're going to answer a couple listener questions from people who are watching us live on Facebook Live. This one comes from Gary Hart. Wasn't he a presidential candidate?
He was at one time.
Yeah.
Now he's a lifter.
Yeah. Good. He made a good shift. I train people myself and have a question. If they have their intra-workout supplementation down, what's next? They see the difference Synthogen makes and want more. That's the human condition. We want more is better, right?
Right. And it's entirely natural. The answer, though, depends in large part on what you want to accomplish and what the rate limiting effect in your program is. For example, you know, if they're recovering fast enough from training and as a result, they can get more productive sessions in every month, you know, they may not be eating enough. in that event, it's likely not a supplement they need, but instead simply ingesting calories. You know, that can be anything from another small meal to increasing the size of their big meals to a weight gainer type shake. And if it's the latter, I would recommend not buying a premixed one, but rather doing it with whole foods in a blender. You know, more accurately, most people would like those calories to burn fat and build muscle. And the recipe for that is different, but can be had, can be had for free over at fastmusclebook.com. And yeah, I'm plugging it again, but you know what? The price is right. And the drink that I speak of comes with it, as a free bonus. So if, however, a trainee, if their goal is to get stronger and accelerate lean body mass gains, the situation is a little different. You know, there I would recommend something like Progenitrex, which indirectly leverages the same fundamental as weight gain shakes, food, right? Mm-hmm. Part of the issue in increasing an athlete's caloric intake is appetite. And there's an ingredient in Progenitrex that just gives you a ravenous appetite about 3-4 days after you start it. More importantly, it functions to improve your body's ability to assimilate and absorb larger volumes of food. Now, to be fair, another quality solution in that instance would be something like Forskolin. And although it has no effect on appetite, there is some research showing it results in more lean body mass and less body fat. Unfortunately, the entire category for accelerating muscle gains is a big one. The other unfortunate part is only a very, very small number of products actually work. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. With respect to getting stronger, that too is a big category, a huge one, in fact, right? Pre-workouts. As with lean body mass gainers, though, very few products, in my opinion, are effective, and very, very few of them. Most simply use higher and higher levels of caffeine. You know, in some cases, they throw in Yohimbe or other stimulants. You know, that results more often than not in a shaky, paranoid feeling, and more onerously, a huge rise in cortisol. And when that happens, you can forget about lean body mass gains, even if you are training heavier. It takes many years for the average trainee to discover the obvious with their pre-workout. These products usually leave them with the same, or in some cases, less muscle than they had when they started, you know? I think I saw for it with my new pre-workout, but, you know, I'll give you hints what to look for. The ideal pre-workout results in a subtle increase in energy, more often manifesting itself as a, you know, an improvement in mood, let's call it. You don't get the shakes, you don't get the chills or the other dirty stim side effects. You're not all over the place. Instead, you're focused, right? Watch any top-ranked powerlifter or strongman before he sets a record. He's not quivering, he's not shaking, and he can't sit still. He's borderline calm, but he's hyper focused, and when he goes to perform the lift, he has a very crisp central nervous system, right? He also doesn't wind up with fried adrenals and a stringy look. Big difference. Big difference there versus the C4s and the Hydes of the world, to name two of the worst offenders. You're looking for a product that has effects on the mind, not so much on the central nervous system. A little bit of central nervous system activation is good, too much, bad, real bad. You know, so if you find that and, you know, tweak the dose to your liking, a year from now, you should be a lot stronger. You should have significantly more lean body mass and your adrenals won't be fried. You know, you won't need stimulants just to get through life. You know, in some cases, you know, these pre-workouts I've talked before, they're laced with caffeine. In some cases, it's 400 milligrams or more.
They'll do different forms of caffeine and caffeine containing, things.
Right.
You know, I mean, some of this stuff is really, really, really strong. And you don't even need a full dose. In fact, I just had this conversation with Aaron Singerman. We've gotten to the point where we have personalized medicine now, right? We need personalized supplementation. I can use his pre-workout, Total War, but I can only get, if I take between 7 and 10 grams instead of the 13 grams that the bottle says to take, it works for me. If I take 13 grams, I'm frazzled. I actually am weaker.
Yeah.
So you got to be personalized with everything. You got to start with the lowest effective dose and climb up until you feel like you're not getting anything more, and then back down a little bit.
Yeah. Plus, here's something else to look out for. You know, if you've got 400 milligrams or more of caffeine, you know, flooding your system, a lot of those products can contain creatine too, which, you know, it's a sure sign the formulator has no idea what he's doing, because caffeine at 300 milligrams or more has been shown to negate all of creatine's benefits.
Well, it blunts uptake. It blunts the uptake of creatine.
Yep.
That's what it does. Yeah.
Those are some things to consider the next time you plunk down your hard-earned money for a pre-workout. But those would be the synergist, I think, to Synthogen, something that allows you to train heavier without spiking cortisol, and something that's going to result in more food down your throat and in your muscles, not around your waist.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to actually do the blueprint tip of the day. And then after the blueprint tip of the day, we will continue on answering questions that are now appearing on Facebook Live. So stay tuned. If you posted a question, it will be answered.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in BioSuperfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. BioSuperfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any BioSuperfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why BioSuperfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Mr. Bombastic, we order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
We're talking with Mr. Bombastic himself, Rob Regish. Rob's getting married next week, right?
Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Oh, God, you know, I feel great. I have met, you know, my perfect match. You hear that often from guys, but in every single way, she's real good for me and we're good for each other.
I'm happy for you because you have really gone through hell a couple years ago when you and I first started talking. And it's so nice to see somebody find a happy place in life, because you know what, Rob, you know it as well as I do. In our age, we start to see the end of the road.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I can't even share with the audience anymore what I'm going through right now on that front with my ex. But
yeah.
if you don't hear Superhuman Radio after June 15th, it's because I'm in jail.
Jeez.
So anyway, what's the blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day are thoughts on getting away from your comfort zone, getting out of it. You know, I was at Royce Gracie Jiu Jitsu again last week, which is right in my town, Metropolis, Agawam, Massachusetts. And we were drilling and drilling like we usually do. It's part of the muscle memory you need to execute the moves, right, in a real life altercation. So at the end of practice, he usually has this quote-unquote roll with an opponent. And roll in this context means an actual match where you're trying to choke out or joint lock the opponent into submission, trying to make him tap. So for me, that's usually a frustrating exercise because I'm still so new. You know, I lost a lot of matches, including the guys that were a lot smaller and weaker than me because they knew the technique. But I've started winning my fair share of matches, and I even made a blue belt tap in one of them. And in general, feeling better, you know, about things. It was with curiosity then when my instructor asked me to do the following. He looked at me and he said, Rob, you're in guard. You know, in other words, I'm laying on my back with the other guy on top of me. And that guy Sensei selected was Joe. Joe's a blue belt himself, so he really knows what he's doing, and he's about my size, close to it anyway. I asked him, you know, what do you want me to do? His reply was as brief as it was stark. Survive, he said. Hmm. So I laid down. I still wasn't sure what he was asking of me. And for what seemed like an eternity, I squirmed. I was searching for an angle, something, anything, right, to not get smothered and suffocated or choked or joint locked. And that was in addition to fending off, you know, other things that he was trying. He's very advanced. So he stopped us, though, several minutes in, and he said, no, no, no. So I asked him to be more specific because survive to me meant trying to get out, right, from underneath and maybe try to roll Joe over.
Right,
Joe.
Right.
He said, you're going to have to get used to being on the bottom. Stop trying to use power to get out of everything. So I finally got it. And now most times when we roll, I'm successful in getting on top of the other guy. But Sensei correctly deduced that wouldn't always be the case. He was trying to get me out of my comfort zone so I know how to handle things if I found myself on the bottom. My second go around, I survived for some minutes, ultimately getting caught in a choke that ended things. And then almost simultaneously, both Sensei and Joe said, that was a lot better. And there I am, you know, to my mind, getting choked out was not better, you know, but they were only looking at the minutes that were leading up to that. I was told I didn't squirm as much. I didn't fight things as much. I didn't try to use as much power. I conserved my energy better, and I waited. I was waiting for Joe to make a mistake. It didn't matter that he did not make a mistake. The only thing, what was important was I was disciplined enough this time to wait for it without giving in to the normal physiological reaction when you're on the ground, the guy's on top of you, you know, the reaction is to panic and try everything to muscle your way out of it. I'm still doing that drill, and today I'm a better fighter for it.
So wait, I want to make sure that I understand this. So what he wanted you to learn is there may come a time where you cannot overpower and win, and survival is the best you can hope for, and that requires a certain level of calmness and vigilance, and,
yes,
and also a reduction in energy expenditure, being more efficient with your body, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. You nailed it.
Interesting.
So, I was thinking about this, and if you think about it, resistance training is a lot like that. Although there's seldom a coach that's pushing you out of your comfort zone, it's real easy to keep doing what you've been doing, be that, you know, the amount of rest intervals you take between sets, trying new movements, or the big one in my mind, which is working hard on movements that you're weak in. You know, for example, I was always a pretty good bench presser. You know, I was hellaciously strong on weighted dips and the decline bench for whatever reason. Even one-arm push-ups. But I just sucked at the incline. I cannot incline for the life of me, or couldn't. The long story short, I hated it, and I never trained it. Once I did, though, my other lifts started taking off. And more recently, you know, you've heard me talk about slowing down the negative. You know, that's not easy because you need to lower the weight, and as a result, it's an ego hit for a lot of guys. So once I had a few sessions under my belt, though, the strength gains started to really take off, and now, you know, with the advent of spending so much time at jiu-jitsu and wrestling and so forth, I realized that it's not strength that I need more of. I've got plenty of strength. What I need more of is mat time, practice, and cardio, and discipline not to gas myself out while somebody's on top of me. So, you know, just so we're clear, I detest cardio of all sorts. But despite that, I realize it's what I need to work on. You know, not just the long distance stuff, but sprinting, let's say with a heavy weight on the prowler, and everything in between. Having the wisdom and the maturity to work on your weak areas and get out of your comfort zone comes with, I think, time, age, and this is the big one, a burning desire to get better. You know, you can stay with what you're good at. You know, it's certainly easier on the mind and body and the ego, but you will always fall short of your potential. You know, not taking the road less traveled, so to speak. I'm going to make a call to action now, and I'd like everyone listening to heed it. Today, right now, I want you to identify something in the gym that you're not good at, or more accurately, a movement or a component of fitness that you're not good at. It might be the incline, could be cardio, could be bodyweight exercises, or it may even be flexibility. There's something that everyone can work on. And if you resolve to do that during your next workout, or you know, or you can otherwise devote one day a week to it. You know, either perform the movement first in your training, your weak movement, or a whole day to it. I'll be honest with you. At first, it's going to be humbling. It's going to be uncomfortable, and it may be even downright embarrassing. But quite honestly, it's the only way you're going to get better. The assumption, of course, is that you want to get better. For me, it's a non-starter. It's a no-brainer. You know, even at 47, I still want to be at my peak insofar as strength, cardiovascular conditioning, and discipline is concerned. And that means working hard to bring up my weak points. You probably recall how Arnold knew his calves were his weakest body part. You know, the man absolutely pulverized his calves to the point they came up to speed. You know, if I'm not mistaken, he said he used to cut off the lower leg of his pants, you know, and walk around with his calves exposed as a reminder, you got work to do. But he did it. And the rest, as they say, is history. I want you to go out there now and be your best. Get out of your comfort zone. You push it in different directions and make it bigger and bigger until the goals that you had set for yourself at first seem totally crazy. Do it until they eventually fall, and they will. They will eventually fall into the realm of possibility. Because quite literally, that's the only way you're going to get better in this game. And I want you to get better. Get out of your comfort zone.
Very, very cool. All right, yeah. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we actually have some Facebook Live questions from Coach Wade Johnson and also Peter Panorgas. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
As the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own list
legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
DJ. DJ Hero. Hero.
Okay, welcome back. So, the first question actually comes from Coach Wade Johnson. Hold on, let me shut this thing off.
Wade.
Yeah, he said he misses us too, by the way. I'm gonna try to post this on screen, but it's probably not all gonna fit. But he said, I'm almost 52. I still train pretty hard 5 to 6 days a week, and we know what hard means to him. I still have never done any performance enhancing drug stuff or even HRT type stuff. I am not even using SUPs right now, eating and drinking and resting as I can. What are some natural things you suggest for the TRT HRT effect? What do you think, Rob?
Well, he has a couple different options. One of my favorite and probably one of the most effective is transdermal DHEA. You know, as you're probably aware, the skin contains enzymes that will preferentially convert DHEA to testosterone, which is an entirely different scenario than just taking oral DHEA. That's a crapshoot. A lot of times it converts to estrogen. That would be one possibility. Another would be, you know, you've heard me speak about it before, Adaptogen N. It's a test booster, but it's so much more than that as well. It contains a whopping 1,500 milligrams of real Bulgarian tribulus, which we know through studies done that were commented on by Adele Musa that it did boost test only about 12%. But more importantly, it raised IGF-1, I want to say 20%, and there was no muscle loss whatsoever. I think the guys were dieting, and they lost a ton of fat. So I think even more importantly than that, though, you get a very, very strong quality of life bump with that product. You will know within 3 days your sex drive is increasing. It does a real nice job at that. Work capacity also benefits owing to not just the tribulus, but the custom, the only 25-to-1 sumasterol extract. And, you know, those two things are fairly simple. You get up in the morning after your shower, you put on the transdermal DHEA. Before bed, it's 3 caps of Adaptogen N right there. Those are two supplement solutions. I don't know if that's what he was referring to, but they should result in a bump in testosterone, and certainly, you know, your glass will feel half full. So, other than that, I know Wade's favorite anabolic is pizza.
I know. Pizza and bourbon.
Bourbon.
Yeah, he loves his bourbon lately. I got to tell you something. I actually have a bottle that I'm going to send him because I'll never drink it. It's some sort of special blend of Maker's Mark called 46. I don't know if it's 46 years old or 46 maturation cycles, but it's small batch stuff. And I've tried to invite people to come to the house and drink it, and then nobody wants to drink it. So I said to Elisa the other day, I'm going to send it to Wade.
Yeah, very anabolic. Yeah,
there you go. All right, so this question comes from Peter Panorgas. Let's see. Oh, boy, look, the whole thing fits up there. I like this service. He says, my question, how would you tackle working shift work that is physically demanding and you like to train heavy, what kind of diet supplements would you do? I have blue blockers, good move, and supplement with melatonin, but haven't really been able to train like I want to. I want to get stronger, but often pull back because of pains returning to shoulders and elbows. And then he goes on to comment in a second comment, also, I'm 40 years old. What do you think, Rob?
You know, the first thing that jumped out in my mind was going to a heavy light system, which maybe, you know, takes some getting used to. But, you know, you're telling me your joints hurt. You're telling me shift work. I know that just really screws up your sleep. So, you know, you can't be 100% on every time you step into the gym. For a lot of guys, especially that are 40, I will prescribe two workouts a week. You know, the workout during the week when you're dealing with the kind of shift work thing, that's the light workout. You work on bar speed, you work on, you know, slightly higher volume and less rest in between sets. Saturday or Sunday or whenever your off days are, you know, get yourself a good 8 to 10 hours of quality sleep and then hit it hard in the gym, training heavy, training your big lifts super heavy. I just think as fun as it is to train heavy, you just can't do it all the time. And with every passing year, that's more and more true. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to compensate for a shift worker who's working nights. There's another guy who listens to the show named John Peaks, and he drives cross country. He's an over-the-road truck driver. He struggles with the same thing. The blue blocker glasses have helped him. The melatonin has helped him. But I think you have to be realistic about what you can accomplish, given the fact that you are living exactly the opposite as the way your physiology is designed to live.
Right.
When you are not sleeping at night, you cannot expect to make the kind of gains that you want to make. I'm sorry, and I know you're going to say, oh, there's got to be a way. You know, if you took mice and kept them up all day long because they like to sleep in the daytime, they wouldn't be able to function normally at night. So I would actually say to you, you should have an end game plan of getting off of this night shift, because not only is it impairing your ability to train and make the kind of gains you want, but it is truly damaging your health. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the rate of colon cancer, prostate cancer, and women, breast cancer and ovarian cancer, all cancers go through the roof when you work a night shift. So, you know, I understand that you are interested in improving your gains in the gym, but really, this is a bigger deal than just that. You do want to live as long as you can, and you want to be as healthy as you can. You become spontaneously insulin resistant after just one night shift. Doctors, there was a study that shocked the crap out of me 10 years ago, done on new residents working a 24-hour shift. They all became spontaneously insulin resistant, and their thyroid hormone went completely down. TSH was raging, and then it drops, and then there's no T4, T3. And so, I mean, you're talking about changing innate, hardwired, metabolic, and physiological processes and turning them on their ear and expecting to go into the gym and make great gains. You just can't do it.
It's a quality of life issue, as you correctly pointed out. And on the supplement end of things, if you're looking for one product to maybe add to what you're currently using, I'm partial to the new Tranquilogen, or TQ. The reason being is this. It contains whopper doses of the three finest adaptogens you'll find, which are curcumin, rhodiola, and ashwagandha. And ashwagandha being the big one. Why? Because I have high confidence that your cortisol levels are probably high and maybe even sky high. And ashwagandha has shown a 28% reduction in cortisol levels. That alone will help you out quite a bit.
There is one thing that I can suggest, but it is not cheap. And I say that really truthfully. It's a product made by Earth Pulse Technologies, earthpulsetechnologies.com. They've been on the show before, Paul Becker. Those of you who remember the show that I just did with Dr. William Seeds, the guy who's a genius about peptides. So last month, Dr. Seeds messaged me and said that he hadn't been using his Earth Pulse for quite a long time, and he just dug it out and put it under the bed and had the best night's sleep he's had in years, and said to me, I don't know why I stopped using it. And I did the same thing. I stopped using it. I'm just getting ready to start using it. I need a new power supply. I blew my power supply. That's why I stopped using it. But the reality is that if you can afford an Earth Pulse, and you can even buy the cheap one, they've got one that starts at $400, and then you got this full-blown double head, everything's adjustable unit for $1,100. You can get the $400 one if you can chisel that money out. They've got a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it after 90 days, send it back. You get all your money back except for the shipping. You're going to have to cover the shipping both ways. You pay for shipping to get it. You're going to have to pay to ship it back for the privilege of using it for 90 days. But that product really is a different kind of sleep supplement because it leverages the naturally occurring magnetic pulses from the earth, which we evolved under, and it lulls you into deep sleep. This is not tin hat wearing stuff. NASA puts these units, not the Earth Pulse, but they put PEMF units in the seats that the astronauts sleep in the space shuttle and in the space stations, because it helps them sleep, but it's also anabolic. It improves bone and muscle synthesis and uptake, mineral uptake, because those magnetic pulses actually preserve muscle and bone in weightless environments like out of space. So this is not, tin hat wearing, you know, like those magnet things that people wear on their wrist. They say, I have better balance now. I don't buy that. But the PEMF unit that Earth Pulse makes leverages something called the Schumann waves. And you can go and look on Wikipedia or whatever. Look for the Schumann waves. They're between 6.2 and 9.6 hertz. And they emanate from the ground. And we evolved absorbing them. They have influenced our evolution. Today, we don't get them because we live on concrete pads and we have all this RF from routers and cell phones and 60 cycle hum. We don't get it anymore. And this may be the reason why people all over the country wake up at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning and don't understand why. I am getting my PEMF unit back. I'm going to buy a power supply this week and I'm going to start using it next week and I will report to you. But if you can afford that unit, I'm not saying everybody can afford it. It is worthy of your attention. And it has a 90-day money-back guarantee. Did you ever hear anything about it, Rob?
Yes, I recall talking to actually several people that bought one, and your point is an excellent one. Of the sleep that you do get, you absolutely, absolutely need to maximize the amount and the quality of that sleep.
There was an interview that I did with an elite powerlifter named Frank Cable. Wade knows him. He lives out in California, like in Oxnard or someplace. He did a show with me probably 6 years ago. He is an elite power lifter, and we sent him an Earth Pulse unit to try. He's had bad discs in his back, so he sleeps on a recliner. That's the only way he can sleep. So he put the unit under his back, just a single magnet unit. This is before Paul had the two magnet unit. So he put the unit underneath his back in the recliner and slept one night. He said, when he woke up in the morning, he thought it was 2 a.m. in the morning because he always woke up at 2 a.m. in the morning. This is the first night in a decade that he slept all night. Number two, the pain sensation in his back was much more manageable than normally. Number three, after using it for a week, he was doing bench work called benching out of the chains. It's where you start at your chest, you've got a certain weight on the bar, and you have chains on the bar so that as you push out, the weight gets heavier and heavier. He added 50 pounds to an already elite bench press out of the chains after 1 week of the Earth Pulse unit. And you know what? Mike Miller used the unit too. The first guy who ever squatted 1,227 pounds in a full meet. He pulled 800, and I think he bench pressed 800. So Mike came on the show like a month later after he heard Frank Cable's show. He got one, and he said, this thing's unbelievable. This is when Mike was training to be a professional wrestler. He said, I've never slept this good. So The problem is that people go, oh, my God, $500, really? You know what? You could buy $500 worth of melatonin over the next 2 years, and it does nothing for you.
Yeah, plus how do you put a price on a good night's sleep? You can't.
Dude, so Dr. Seeds and I were just talking last week, and he goes, why aren't you sleeping with your Earth Pulse? I says, I blew the power supply. He goes, go get another power supply. He goes, dude, he goes, even my wife is telling me, because she's sleeping next to him. He moved the magnet to the middle of the bed. He says, even my wife is telling me she's waking up in the morning feeling refreshed. Even if you only get 6 hours of sleep, you wake up in the morning, you feel like you got 10.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know what, the Russians had a saying, the rest of your days depend on the rest of your nights.
I like that.
Very true.
Well, I think we did a good job today. We answered a couple questions from the audience on the Facebook Live, and those listening to the podcast or the live stream, I'm sorry, we have to get a way for them to send us questions too, right. Those who are listening to the stream audio only. And next week, I think we're actually going to be doing your show on a Wednesday, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's what Elisa said.
Because I'm leaving Thursday. My son Chase is graduating from San Diego State University, so I'm leaving Thursday to go watch him graduate. And Rob is getting married on Saturday, so there won't be any face. There won't be any Blueprint Power Hour on Tuesday next week. We'll have it on Wednesday.
Right. Thursday, I'm leaving on my honeymoon.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations, Rob, to both.
Thank you very much. Very happy.
And I think that's it. I think we're going to pull the plug on the broadcast, and we'll see everybody next. Well, I'll see everybody tomorrow, and Rob will see everybody next Wednesday. How's that sound?
Got it, man. Thank you. Thank you again. Always a privilege and a pleasure.
All right. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.